Boker Tov. Now, yesterday, Rav Tabori spoke about the connection between the two big parshiot in the beginning of Parshat Achrayimot, between the story, the halachot of Yom Kippur, and then the parsha of Arayot, the forbidden relations. The problem is that there's another parsha in between. It's a really small parsha. And what I'd like to explore today is what is it, and why is it smack in between two really big, important parshiot of Yom Kippur and Arayot? There's one tiny little parsha. What's the parsha? Yeah, might be a little confusing too. Let's find out. What's the parsha? The Torah says like this, great. Tell everyone. What should you tell them? Ish mi beit Yisrael. Everybody ready for it? It's a really big one. Asher yishchat shoro keves oez b'machaneh. You shecht an animal in the machaneh, in the camp. O asher yishchat michutzlan ha-machaneh. Or you shecht outside of the camp. Raise of hands. Did I mention Isser so far? Is this Asser or Mutter? Raise your hands if you think this is Asser. Okay, just for fun. According to the Torah, if you do it, Dam yechashev l'ishahu, this is considered spilling blood, v'nichrata ishahu mikarav amau. Karet. Haha, it was Asser. Wait a second, I missed it. What did we do that was wrong? You shechted, again, b'machaneh, in the machaneh, or michutz l'machaneh. Torah continues. Vel petach oel moed, the entrance of the oel moed, the special tent, the mishkan, lo eviu lakriv karban. Wait, so what did you do? What's this iser that is so bad that it's right next to Yom Kippur and Arayot, and it deserves a punishment of karet? You shechted, you slaughtered your korban in the wrong place. You should have gone to the mishkan, and you didn't. Instead, you said, you know what, I want to bring korban chatat. I need to bring a sin offering to God. But listen, the line at the mishkan is so long. I don't want to wait for half an hour, or 3 hours, or 3 days. And I'll be honest with you, I kind of want to, it's so much easier and more convenient to just do it in my backyard. Ooh, or maybe I'm going to bring the korban chatat in the exact same place that I sinned. Genius. It's actually really meaningful to me. In the very place that I gave in to a particular weakness, I'm going to bring a korban. God must, he'll love that. It's like poetic and beautiful. And the Torah says, certainly at least according to the reading of Rashi, now this is called shchut echutz. This is called shechting a korban in the wrong place. Oh yeah, and that's totally aser and chayev karet. Wait a second. No, is that, why is it so bad? What's so bad that you're chayev karet? I mean, I did something beautiful. It's very poetic. I sinned over here. I sinned right here. So, yeah, let me bring the korban right here. What more, you know, I don't know, poetic justice could there be than that? Tikkun at the place of the sin. Apparently, the idea of shchut echutz, of shechting a korban in the wrong place, in addition to the fact that you think that you don't want to go to the mishkan, you know, in halacha, there's something about when we do things, especially korbanot, avodah, we do avodat Hashem, we're serving God. Serving God has rules, has ways of doing it. But when I decide, you know what, I think I have a better way. I mean, again, I want to serve God. I want to bring korban chatat. But I'm not convinced that the rules that God gave about korban chatat, you know, I got a better idea. That's called shchut echutz. And that's no longer called avodat Hashem. That's called serving yourself. Now, when I first read it, the truth is I thought it was avodah zarah. But then it should say avodah zarah, and you should get a different punishment. But it's actually pretty close. There's actually a really thin line between when am I serving God and when am I really just serving myself. I mean, I would even ask everyone to think about it. Think about a mitzvah that you do and that gets you excited and enthusiastic. Are you doing it for yourself? Are you doing it for God? And by the way, it could be the same act. But karet is a really big difference. Avodat Hashem means I do it not because it makes me feel good, not because in my head this is the most convenient, fun way to do it. I do it because God said to do it. And there's a great Hasidic story about two brothers who are Admorim, and they once asked themselves the following question. We love Shabbat, but why do we love Shabbat? Do we love Shabbat because for a Hasidic Rebbe, that's the time when he puts on his best clothing, his fanciest bekasha, and that's the time where he eats the best food, obviously chalant, chamin, and that's the time where he's surrounded by his Hasidim, and they all listen and hold on to every word during Sudas Lishit? So they decided to run an experiment. What was the experiment? We're going to do Shabbat on Wednesday. We're going to dress up. We're going to have the same food. We're going to have the Hasidim. We're going to tell them all to come. And it's going to be a great litmus test. Does Shabbat feel like Shabbat during the week or not? Is our Avodat Hashem, because God said so, because we're dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Judaism, or is it because it simply is I connect to this particular mitzvah and I love it, but then I'm just serving myself? Which one is it? And perhaps that, by the way, is the connection to Yom Kippur. Right? Think about what were the two children of Aaron? What was their sin? What happened? What was their story? They decided to take an Esh Zara. Just be clear, it sounds like a Avodah Zara, but it's not, but yet it's not so far removed. They took a foreign fire and they said, I feel like worshiping different. And God said, that's very nice. It might not technically be Avodah Zara, but it ain't Judaism. It perhaps is the religion closest to Judaism, but it's not Judaism. And just think about that as we do Avodat Hashem. Is our Avodat Hashem really Avodat Hashem? Or sometimes, are we serving ourselves? Or maybe self-serving? Have a good day.